Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and L'Rishus for Refuah Shleima for Gittel Bas Etel and Razel Bas Dino, B'Serch K'shor Chile Yisrael. We know that an additional ingredient in developing the ability to put our trust in Hashem beyond the realization of His kindness, His chesed, His rachamim, His mercy, is His love that He has for each and every member of Klal Yisrael. When we know, when we feel, when we sense the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us collectively as a Am Yisrael and as individuals, each individual, then that is a critical piece in inspiring us and in motivating us and in allowing us to begin to feel this sense of Hashem's trustworthiness to help us, reliance, and refusing to give up hope, and actually trust and confidence that He will in fact heal us and resolve our problems and our frustrations and our challenges. So it's very important to have a sense of appreciation for Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. Probably the greatest expression of that love is the fact that He gave us His Torah. The giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the rescinding His authority over the Torah, because a baskol is not accepted, a voice from heaven will not be accepted to contradict the decision of the Bezdin HaGodol, to which the Torah was entrusted. It's certainly a great, if not the greatest, expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. And even though we find that in the Golus, in the close to 2,000 years of exile, this love has sometimes seemed to have been hidden from us. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Shir HaShirim, he prophesies that throughout the length of this Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is undiminished. He loves us completely, totally, just as He did in our glorious past. But the truth of the matter is that if we can't feel a sense of love for Him in return, we can't really focus and be confident and be emotionally affected, impacted by the knowledge that He loves us. Because love is a two-way relationship. We can't believe that He loves us if we can't feel that we love Him. And sometimes in that area, we feel somewhat lacking. Do we really feel that love? Even if we can accept and recognize and see oftentimes the extent of His love for us, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel it to that extent. I can't relate to it. It's not me. It's just something that seems so foreign to me, so far from me. And without that feeling, I cannot appreciate the fact that He loves us. How do we develop? How can we develop that feeling of appreciating our love for Him so that we can better appreciate His love for us? And therefore be able to, in a more sincere and real and meaningful and lasting manner, put our trust in Him, knowing the full extent of His love for us. And I'd like to make a relatively simple suggestion. The Rambam, in the Arach HaZokah, in the Yesodei HaTorah, explains what he calls the Pesach, the opening, the introduction to the love of Hashem. The ultimate love of Hashem is the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Rashi says in Chumash, is expressed in our Limud HaTorah. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'hoyu hadvorim ha'ele, mahu ho'ava, what is this love the pursuit of understanding Hashem more and more is the greatest expression of our love for Him. Just as His giving of His Torah to us may be the greatest expression of His love for us, our pursuing the understanding of Him through the Torah and coming to recognize Him and to connect with His ways and to emulate His ways is our greatest expression of our love for Him. But how do we get there? How do we motivate ourselves? How do we motivate a commitment to want to know Him more and more and to want to connect with Him more and more? Where does that begin? Where does that start? And the Rambam gives us an etzah. He says that the Pesach, to begin the process, the opening, the entree into this world of loving Hashem, begins, amongst others, amongst other psukim, with the following pasuk. He quotes the pasuk, Ki eresh omecho masi etzboisecho. When I see the wondrous creation that you have created, your handiwork, mo enoish kisis karenu, who is man that you could even think of him? Man is a lowly, like when you look from a plane that's sort of coming down, getting on the way to landing, and you look down and you see the cars look like bugs and the human being look like specks. And from Hashem's perspective, from His grandiose world, from the massive expanses, magnificent creation that He made, and everything that goes on there, mo enosh kisis karenu, how could you possibly pay attention to man? The contrast between the greatness and magnificence of Hashem and the lowliness of man, and yet Hashem pays such intimate, detailed attention to each and every one of us. This is the beginning. This is the Pesach. This is the real Hashgacha Pratis that inspires us to want to know Hashem more and more and to want to love Hashem more and more. And it's the Pesach, Leves Hashem, the Rambam says. And we know it's so true that that contrast is magnificent. We say in Hallel, Mik Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbihi Lo Shoves. Who is like Hashem who sits on, dwells on so high? Hamashpili Lerois. He has to lower himself to see what's going on in the Shemayim, let alone the Oretz. He is so high up that he has to lower himself to see what's going on in the heavens. And then what does he do after that? Mekimi me'ofer dol. He takes the poor man and lifts him up from the dust. Me'ashpo yisyorim evyon. From the garbage dump, he lifts up this evyon. Lo yishivi im nedivim im nedive amoy. To sit him together with the leaders of the generation. This hashgacha pratis, this fact that Hashem gives every person every day anew the ability to see, the ability to sit up, the ability to stand up, the ability to walk, the ability to have strength, and so forth and so on, and gives us food and creates it all for us, for each individual. Satiates the need personally himself. He does it himself, not even through a shliach, and satiates every living creature's desire. This contrast with the greatness of the Borei Olam, of the Creator, and the minute attention to every minute, the slightest, seemingly most insignificant detail of every human being's life, this is the Pesach that allows us to come to love of Hashem. And I want to suggest that I believe that with this concept, we have an opportunity to strengthen our love of Hashem many, 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 many times a day, hundreds of times a day probably, and that in return will allow us to better appreciate the fact that He loves us because we're part of that reciprocal loving relationship. If I can recognize how much, or bring myself to realize that I love Him, I can begin to feel and imagine and conceptualize and emotionalize the feeling that He loves me, And of course, that can strengthen our bitochon in his kindness, in his mercy, because it's a kindness and a mercy and a patience and a giving that emanates from the depths of love, which certainly is it certainly inspires the ultimate sense of confidence. And therefore, I would like to suggest as follows. The Mishnah Brura says that when you say Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Hashem, and Hashem, and all of the psukim that we say in the psukim, the Zimro, and the Birchas, Kriya Shema, and all of the tefillos, we're supposed to be mechaven only one thing, the Adoin HaKoil. He's the master of all. Adoin HaKoil. And I often wondered, why aren't we told to also think about the fact that he's the Baal HaRachamim? Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. He's the Baal HaRachamim before one sins and La'achar Sheyech Tov Yoshuv. Why are we told only? No, just think of Hashem, the Adoin HaKoil. And it occurred to me that in the context of what we just mentioned, it makes a lot of sense. Because I want to contrast the Adoin HaKoil, who's the Reifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem, you're the Mekor HaBrocha, is that in itself, the Adoin HaKoil has nothing better to do than to be the effervescent, never-ending source of Brocha, and you're the Reifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, he takes care, he's the doctor, he takes care of the patients. He's the Mevorech HaShonim, he's the one who gives Parnosa. He's the Mekabit, Yisrael, who gathers in the exiles. He's the Shemei Atfilah. He's the Choinin Hados. He's the Reifei Chole Am Yisrael. He's the one. He does it all himself. Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagiti Losecho. We start the Shemon Esrei. We ask Hashem, the Adoin HaKoil, open our lips and allow us to praise you. We can't even open our lips without Hashem. And we ask the Adoin HaKoil, who has nothing better to do in his world, so much more to do in his world, that he should bother to open each and every one of our lips so we should be able to utter his praises, which, by the way, are not for his benefit, because he needs no praise from us. And when we praise him with our limited understanding, we're not in the least really offering true praises except inspiration to ourselves. But Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, he takes care of each and every one of us individually, despite the fact that he is the Adoin HaKoil, the master of all, who has so many more important and so many more, seemingly more significant things that he should be taking care of. And he's so much greater. And he's the one who created Shemayim Va'oretz, and he dwells on high above the Shemayim and so much else, but yet takes care of each and every individual. That is the Pesach, that contrast, the greatness of Hashem, and yet the petty, the concern for every petty detail of every single one of our lives. That in itself is the inspiration that opens up the floodgates of Avos Hashem and motivates us. This Hashem, this Mashgiach Proti, this Yoshev Bashomayim, Yoshev Me'al Shomayim, and yet deals with each and every individual need and desire and problem and issue of each and every person that walks the face of the earth. This is the one that I can begin to feel that he must have that love for us, and therefore I can begin to be motivated to deepen my love for him. And when I feel that love, and then it opens up my desire to love him and to know him better. And then when I reach that, or as I reach, or to whatever degree that I reach, I can sooner imagine, I can more readily imagine his love for us. And then that enhances my ability to put my trust in him, in his kindness, in his mercy, all emanating from his deep love for each and every one of us. And if we're looking to strengthen our bitochon, and at times like this, with the needs so critical in Klal Yisrael, both communal and individual, the ability to realize how much we love Hashem, the ability to begin to feel at a deeper level that love, and develop the confidence in his love, can be the critical factor in allowing us the bitochin that we need to have the menuchas hanefesh, the peace of mind, the tranquility, the absence of worry that we need, and to bring about, literally for us individually and for Klal Yisrael, all of the yeshuos and all of the refuos that we so direly need, and we so heartfelt, with the greatest heartfelt tefillah, we beseech Hashem